I mean, I shared about like prayer. You know, prayer was a big thing that we did. And when I joined, like back in 1978, I was really into meditation. So I would like to find some quiet, natural spot and meditate, breathe quietly. I was really into that. And, you know, when I met, I was really guided to meet this group. That's a whole other story that I've told. But, you know, when I joined and I said, okay, now we pray, which means you're speaking loudly, you know, or you're praying in a group or something. And I was like, well, you know, okay, I can get with that, I guess. But my first real shock was when, see, I was in the workshop. I was up on the farm in the workshop, and we had, you know, meditation hour. You know, you walked around in the hills with the sheep and the trees. It was very beautiful, you know. And then after being in the workshop for like, I don't know, a month or something, then I came into the city, and we're in this thing called the Actionizers program. And back then it was really something. I mean, we had basically a house. It was like maybe a house that one family would have lived in. And I think we had maybe 60 people living in that house. So already it was like a huge number of people. And then... So anyway, so we joined.
Yes.
Yeah. So then when I came down to the city, so we got there, and the very next morning was the first of the month. And here's all these brand new people, just heard the principal, oh, really? And so, oh, by the way, there's this thing we do. So we did pledge service. And I was just, okay, what's going on? You know, we bow, we do all these things. And then we all jumped in a bus and we drove to the Holy Ground. I said, okay, you know, Holy Ground. The Holy Ground's like a special place to pray. And Reverend Moon like created one in every one of the 50 states. And so we went to the Holy Ground, and then we went to another place that we prayed at. And there's this lake and a big park, and there's these apartment buildings like way all around the lake. And it's the sun hasn't even come up yet. And there's like 80 or 100 people standing in this huge circle. And then somebody prays, and then they say, unison prayer! And I'm like, what's that? And all of a sudden, like everybody, all these 80 people are like praying at the top of their lungs. And I was like, I was just like, oh, what's going on? Oh my gosh, you know. Like I was used to these quiet little conversations with God. And here's like, you know, the sun hasn't even come up yet. We're standing in this huge circle, and all these people are just like, it was like a storm. It was like, to me, it was like being in a volcano, you know, where the lava's going bloop, 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 bloop. Just like really, whoa, what is this? So unison prayer was something that was kind of new to me. I mean, I got used to it, and I've had some pretty amazing experiences with it.
You mean spiritual experiences?
I mean, I don't know. I was very spiritual when I joined the church. That's how I joined the church. I mean, when I met somebody on the sidewalk, I knew that I was supposed to meet somebody that day who was from a spiritual community that had a farm, and they had some new understanding that was going to change the course. I had all this stuff. And so to me, like once the person said, well, I'm from the spiritual community to the farm, I go, okay, you're the person. Where do I go? What do I do? I'm here.
Is this Louisville?
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, for me, there's kind of a balance. Because I'm the kind of person I would rather like be by myself and talk to God. And, you know, here we really go for balance. So you also have to connect with people. So there's times when you can really connect to God, and there's times when you can really connect to people. And you need one or the other. You really need to be able to have both. Because if you only have one, you're not gonna be able to do what we need to do. You know, it's gonna run out at some point. So I experienced one time, I think I was in a workshop, and in the Hotel New Yorker, you know, the middle of New York City. It was like, this is interesting, because you think of a spiritual leader, where would he put the headquarters of his religious movement? You know, most of them go to the mountains somewhere, some beautiful, quiet place. Smack in the middle of New York City. I mean, right in the middle of it. you know, you walk out the door and there's hookers and people blowing dope smoke in your face, and it's like, eh. Anyway. So I went to the prayer room and I was like, eh, you know, God, and it's like I really wanted to have a spiritual experience with God. Like, nothing happened. And then I just got this little message like, you know what? You should just stop praying like this and go talk to your brothers and sisters. Like, okay. It's like God kicked me out of the prayer room because that's not where I was supposed to be at that point, you know? And I mean, to me, it was just perfectly clear, like, you know, stop praying. You're bugging me for something. You're not, you know, nope. Go talk to your brothers and sisters. That's what you need. You know? So that there's always this balance between, you know, having these amazing experiences with God, but you've always got to bring it into relationship with other people.